the island that is silent.
We're good.
Now, but the ghosts all right. still hunt the waves, and a torch lights up a famine.
And we're back at the future office of former Alderman Don Brown, the Mar-a-Lago of the Midwest. And want to thank everybody for their forbearance as we figure this out. They're retrofitting my executive suite here, and that's been the focus. So unfortunately, the auditory or some of the production has been affected. But we are working on this. And again, we thank you for your patience, especially our esteemed guest, Mayor Sean Riley. So, Mayor, here's a question. You know, one of the I guess luxuries we enjoy at city politics is that we play in nonpartisan roles, and it's always like what Joe Piper said to the rest of us is that the average Waukesha neighbor is more interested in the quality of their the services they get from the city, and not necessarily who you voted for in the last election. And yet, last year, in the wake of the January 6th attacks on our nation's capital, you had went public on social media announcing that you would be resigning your membership from the Grand Old Party, and just, you know, wanted to know, you know, like, one, I guess you don't have to really talk about what inspired you, but what has there been much fallout since then? I know there was you got a few calls, good and bad, right after, but do people still bring that up besides me?
It's brought up sometimes, and for me, I'm going to say that watching that on TV, I got home from, I think it was from a meeting, and I started just watching the news and seeing everything that happened. That was an attack on democracy. And our way of operating as a governmental, in a governmental system. And it was shocking to me. And a lot of the complaints I received is, this isn't the Republican Party doing this. But I'm still comfortable with what I did. I'm not going to. Actually, this is the first time I've talked about it. I received a lot of requests for interviews. I didn't do any interviews. I told people, it's like, what I said is, you know, you make your own decision. I am actually happy being an independent at this point. I did not join the Democratic Party. That's one of the things that a lot of people thought.
No interest in starting a third party.
You know, well, I would love to have a party that I felt welcome into.
Sure.
Everyone's
in the same boat, left or right or center or middle, and many of us are kind of somewhere in the middle there that have values from both sides. I want to give a little background to him. You know, Mayor Sean Riley was a delegate to the 1980 Republican National Convention in Detroit that delivered...
Actually, I was a page.
A page, okay. Hey, but you were there, and you were in support, and that convention delivered Ronald Reagan to the White House. So a very historic convention, and your family, you know, second generation at least, in the GOP, which, yes, there are Irish Americans, including my own family, that... that have membership in the Republican Party. It is, it, you know, obviously there has always been a strong history with the Irish and the Democrats, but I appreciate your answer and your candid response to that. Spend one moment on your opponent, Lisa Salb, when she was in here, and she knows my family's connection to Waukesha South, and we're South Patriots. She showed us a picture of, and I guess it was 1995, she was elected or selected as Mrs. Waukesha and had the photo and the sash to prove it. And do you have any accolades? Because you went to Catholic Memorial, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, you know, Mike Krazin was in here last week, my successor, and his kids are, you know, he's a Catholic Memorial family, so I had to give him a hard time about that as one of those public school Irish Catholics. And
I didn't have a choice on whether to go there or not, just, you know.
Thank you. Okay, good. So you do have a little, you do like South then, don't you?
Half my friends, when I was in high school, half my friends were from South, half were from CMH.
North. Okay.
We really, it was an unusual group because we really did hang out as a, like probably 15, 20 people, and they were equally split between the two schools. So we had a good time.
Sounds great. So, but I guess getting back to, do you have any accolades from CMH, like either when you were in high school or... When or since then have they honored you as an esteemed alumnus or something you can show off?
I was on their board. I guess they gave me that honor for 6 years on the CMH board. But no, they haven't made me, like, give me another high school degree or anything like that from CMH. I've stayed involved with CMH even before I was mayor. So attended their golf outings sometimes and their galas and things like that. I'm not able to attend them all the time, but sure. CMH is still part of my life, and sure. and I really like it.
Well, speaking of galas, my wife and I, after the game, went over to Albanese's for a late night snack that turned into a feast. They have wonderful clam chowder for those of you looking for good Friday options, and their fish fry is great, but we just had some chowder and a couple salads and outstanding calamari. But Joe Albanese wanted me to say hello, and he's looking forward to your having your political event there on March 14th.
It's starting at 4 p.m. It's a party and a fundraiser.
Party and a fundraiser. So
it's an Irish, it's St. Patrick's Day party. So
at an Italian restaurant. I love it. Talk about inclusion.
Wait a second.
See, I love it.
Joey's mom is 100% Irish.
I love it. All right. So I should have figured because he's a Yankees fan too. But yeah, Joe grew up down the street from where I raised my family at Empire Drive. And he also tells the great Riley story about how the Riley family made Albanese's Roadhouse a reality. And, go ahead. You tell the story.
Sure. Well, Dominic Albanese, Joey's dad, wanted to create a restaurant. And he had the property that he wanted to put it in. He had already been working at restaurants before this. And I'm not positive if he bought the land beforehand, and I think he did, and was going to put the restaurant there. And he went to the city, and the city told him, no, and this is in the early 80s, I believe, no, that's not zoned for restaurants. And that was after he went through quite a few meetings and things like that, and he was told no repeatedly. He contacted my dad, who was a local attorney here, and my dad then brought it in front of the plan commission, I believe, and just said, he's not doing a restaurant. And they all said, okay, well, what's he going to do? He's doing a roadhouse. And the roadhouse, under the city code, this was zoned for roadhouses. And a roadhouse is defined as a place to provide food and entertainment to travelers. So pretty much he had the city over a barrel on this, and the city decided, rightfully so, that it was zoned for a roadhouse, even though it wasn't zoned for a restaurant, and Albanese's has been there since then.
That's terrific. So, yeah, join Mayor Riley if you support him or want to get to know him better. He'll be at Albanese's on March 14th, which I believe is that a Monday, right?
No, that's Saturday.
It's a Saturday.
Okay. I sure hope I have the right date. I believe it's
today's the 5th, which would mean next the 12th is a Saturday.
Okay, then I'm good. Good catch. thank God you caught that. It is next Saturday.
Saturday the 12th. So I'm glad we could clarify that on the air, and so make sure you have a long conversation with your campaign manager about that, Mayor. So
that would be me.
Terrific. So along that way, you know, the mayor also supports a lot of small businesses, and I wanted to give a big shout out to the Replacement Window Center on Dolphin Street, where I had a great meeting yesterday with TJ Stout, and they have some wonderful products and service providers. And with the spring and the warm weather coming up, definitely keep them in mind. I believe they are over at they're at the very end of Dolphin Street. It's 2518 or 1825. I should remember that. But hey, you give me a shout if you need directions. But they're down the street from Ray's Grain, where I had another meeting earlier that day, and it was a lunch meeting. So their fish fry wasn't ready, and their pizzas weren't ready, and all great things. But what they did have was a blackened cod tacos, which were outstanding. So those of you, again, looking for Friday seafood options other than the fish fry, check out the blackened cod tacos at Ray's Grain. So, Mayor, do you have a small business or two you'd like to shout out in the time we have left?
Yeah, one or two. Albanese's, John's Root Beer, Harlfinger's for your automotive needs, Daly's, Nice Ash, House of Guinness, Steaming Cup, People's Park, Tofty's, Rivers End Gallery, Almond Gallery, Spring City Wine and Crush, Mia's, and then also, finally, my old law firm, Hitmeyer, Riley, Blum, Schmitzer, Fabian, and English.
Sounds great. So, hey, you know, and speaking of restaurant, you know, I was looking at your LinkedIn profile, and I saw you list 28 skills, but you're missing one that you're quite known for, your dexterity as a barbecue cook. Could you elaborate on that?
Yeah, I call it a hobby gone awry. Let's see, what was it, about 2010, a good friend of mine decided that he was going to have a barbecue party, but he didn't have the thing, anything to cook it on, and he was having a big party. So he drove down to Texas and bought a barbecue rig and towed it back here with his little Jimmy, and it weighs about 6,000 pounds. The Jimmy was toast when he got back. We had the barbecue party, and we thought it was really, really fun, and we decided then to do barbecue competitions. And ever since then, we did barbecue competitions for 10, 12 years. We ended up going to the Jack, coming in right in the middle of the pack in the Jack, which is like the Super Bowl of barbecue.
Wow. So you did take it. You did go awry with it. You did take it.
Two of the guys started barbecue restaurants. It didn't work. The area wasn't ready for barbecue, is the way we like to look at it, plus 2008. It was 2008, pretty much toasted one business. It went awry for me, but not as bad as the two other guys. And since then, right now I have a barbecue rig that can, it's got a smoker on it that can cook. It's rated for 500 pounds of meat at one time, but I never put in more than 300 because the racks rotate, and if you ever get anything tumbling.
Do you use this as a tool for like swaying other, I don't recall ever being invited to your house for a barbecue.
Well, you've seen it down at for the night out, haven't you?
I've seen it for the one function that had the police and fire at Frame Park. That was a lot of fun.
It doesn't fit at my house, actually, to be honest with you. Okay. I keep it at a friend's place. I don't think I could pull it into my driveway because it's on a old car hauler. But it has been used many, many times for city type of events. Tribute Tuesday, the first 3 years, I was doing barbecue for that. Night out, it's cooked a lot of meat for city employees. The last 2 years have been difficult because it's tough to try to feed any more than 50 people at one time during COVID.
Sure. And you said with COVID, last 2 years were difficult, but you somehow managed to get married.
Yeah.
It was announced that at the end of a city council meeting one night, and not only did you get married, but you also inherited three new children in addition to your two daughters, correct?
Yeah, I have two daughters.
So now you have five kids. Now you're a real Irish family then.
Getting there. I mean, it's we're not, we're not nine kids yet, which I'm hoping doesn't happen. So when people talk about water bills, my water bill has really increased. Part of it is cost of the water, but the big part of it is having my wife and two teenage daughters in the house now.
Well, I give you props because, my wife and I have a calendar, and I think it's like 6 years when our youngest leaves the house. And then, but you decided to do it all over again.
I think I about have eight or nine.
That's great. So, hey, in the time we have left, I want to switch to a serious topic. The mayor and I had both marched in the Christmas parade last November, and we were at the front of the, and for us it was a very different experience, a very special occasion, and of course we know what happened. And I mention this because I want to commend the mayor and his leadership and how we've addressed this as a community, but also the Parade Memorial Commission that's been established had a meeting last Thursday that was open to the public and allowed for public comment. And you were there. Just wanted to know if you, just give you an opportunity to speak about that really quick and how people might be able to support that effort.
Well, we did have the United for Waukesha Fund, which is supporting the victims. There will be a fund that actually is in the process of being established right now for the Parade Memorial. So they'll be looking for money for whatever is decided. And for me, the memorial is what's important to me is that the community make the decision on that.
Right.
I'm not sitting on it, and I purposely did not want to do that because, I run a lot of.
It should be a community-wide effort. Yeah.
And if I was to sit on there, I may try to direct it, and I don't think that is needed whatsoever. I think the community needs to do this.
Sounds good. Hey, real quick with the music on. Why should people vote for Sean Riley?
Because he's experienced and knowledgeable and the best person for the job.
Sounds great. All right. Hey, thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll see you next week. And remember, safety is everyone's responsibility. Bye for now.
Thank you, Don.
In Manhattan's desert twilight, in the death of afternoon, we stepped hand in hand and broke.